Recently in Egypt, we saw an attack on Coptic Christians by radical Islamists. This was just the latest in a disturbing long timeline of Christian persecution in Muslim countries. The meeting and addressing of this issue by President Trump and Pope Francis inspired the organization my next guest represents to do something to help persecuted Christians in the Middle East and to explain how you can become an important part of this vital effort is the Vice President of the Knights of Columbus, Andrew Walther. Thanks for being here today, Andrew.
Good to be with you.
And a couple of websites, obviously, for the Knights of Columbus is KOFC.org. And what we are talking about here, ChristiansAtRisk.org. And when we talk about, well, because when we say Christian persecution in the Middle East, there's so many degrees and levels and means and methods and impacts of the persecution. What is your mission specifically with ChristiansAtRisk.org?
Well, you know, since ISIS began its persecution and genocide back in 2014 in Iraq, we've been very, very active in humanitarian relief there and also in advocating for political solutions to the situation for the stability of pluralism in that region. And, you know, I think it's quite clear that ISIS's strategy includes, you know, having a sort of religious cleansing of all of the minority communities in that region. And now we're seeing this in Egypt. I mean, this is, again, you know, the credit is being claimed by ISIS. ISIS is releasing videos now that say that Christians are their favorite prey, that they're infidels to be slaughtered, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's very, very clear that they have turned a corner in terms of their own rhetoric, where they're owning up to the fact that their end goal is to drive minority groups, particularly Christians, which are often the largest of the minority groups, out of these countries completely.
And with this, with the website and this organization that you've set up now, what is it that you're asking the people to do?
Well, ChristiansAtRisk.org is a fund that the Knights of Columbus set up through Knights of Columbus Charities, which is a 501c3, and it's set up to provide money to Christian refugees and those that are fleeing this persecution. This has taken a number of forms: food, clothing, shelter, medicine, longer-term housing in terms of building apartment buildings and things like this, educational programs, both in Iraq, Syria, but also in places like Jordan, Lebanon, and even in Egypt in the aftermath of some of these attacks, caring for the victims and the families of the victims in some of these attacks has been a priority. To date, we've put more than $12 million out into this, most of it into the region. And we take no administrative fees. So when people donate to us, 100% of the money they donate goes to the cause. There are no administrative fees taken by the Knights of Columbus.
And through ChristiansAtRisk.org, from now through July 1st, the Knights will be matching up to $1 million the donations received. That's why for you listening, your $50 becomes $100 just that easily, and that just helps that many more Christians who are literally and figuratively under the gun in many countries. I mean, just for an example, if you want to look at as far as some of the stats for the top 10 countries for extreme persecution of Christians, probably no surprise, North Korea tops that list, Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, and Egypt ranks number 21. That was before the most recent attack, so unfortunately, they may have climbed up on the wrist. And Andrew, you mentioned how ISIS is looking to, quote unquote, cleanse the region of Christians. If you look just up to this point in history, where the Christian population has just plummeted in frightening numbers from 1.5 million in 2003 to only about 200,000 today, that's, for ISIS, that cleansing is well underway by the time they showed up.
Yeah, well, you know, the sad thing is that the percentage of Christians in the region has plummeted over the last 100 years, and there have been sort of, you know, spasmodic episodes of persecution or even genocide going back to the 19-teens, going back to World War I and the Ottoman persecution of the Armenians and also the Middle Eastern Christians. Many people know that 1.5 million Armenian Christians were killed during World War I and again in the 1920s. A lot of people don't know that 500,000 Christians in Iraq, Syria, Iran, places like this, Turkey, were also killed at the same time. So this is something that's had episodic the Christians have had episodic experience with certainly over the last century, but ISIS has definitely taken this to a level where future of Christianity in the region is many would say, in doubt and potentially reaching a tipping point where it could literally cease to exist.
And you mentioned the World War One genocide of the Armenians. There were some countries who refused to officially declare that a genocide, and even the U.S. was very, very lax in that. And we're seeing, at least in my opinion, the same lax attitude toward what's happening to the Christians today in the here and now. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would say two things. The first is that there's definitely, you know, in the 19-teens and 20s, the U.S. government pushed very hard to save Christianity in that region. We put more than $100 million into the region through public-private partnerships. The State Department itself put in $25 million. We worked with church groups in the region and at home. President Woodrow Wilson asked people to give up a meal and send the money to, quote, starving Armenians. I mean, there was no shortage of outreach at that time. And certainly we've heard both the president and the vice president talk about the need to protect these Christians and other religious minorities in the last couple of months. I mean, Vice President Pence spoke about this at a conference on in defense of persecuted Christians. The president spoke about this on Catholic television in response to a question from EWTN. There, you know, are also, this is something that came up last week with the Pope and the president, and something that came up last week with the vice president and three of the patriarchs from the region. So this is something very much on the mind of this administration, and I've been told by people in the region that they've seen a profound change in the attention and concern to their situation since the November election. They've seen a real change in attitude in terms of a concern for making sure that these groups are not overlooked.
That is great news to hear, especially when in many cases the churches that are trying to preserve the faith are literally facing deficits approaching $1 million a month of needs versus supplies. We're talking with Andrew Walther, who is the vice president of the Knights of Columbus, about the Christians at Risk project. Christiansatrisk.org is where you find out more. More importantly, contribute, and between now and July 1st, Knights of Columbus will match your donation dollar for dollar with 100% of the money going to the cause and the assistance of Christians in Middle East countries. Learn more about Knights of Columbus. It's KOFC.org. And Knights of Columbus is also urging Congress to pass legislation to further protect Christians. I believe it's H.R. 390?
That's right. H.R. 390, which could be voted on quite quickly, is the bill that would, you know, help to ensure that money actually gets to these folks and actually gets directly to those communities that were victims of ISIS's genocide. And they're small, and part of the issue is that when aid goes out, it often goes to either the groups that are seen as in the most need or to the groups that are the easiest to find. And sometimes these smaller minority groups have fallen through the cracks or have been able to raise enough private money that they haven't been seen as having the same kinds of need. And an individual need focus often can have the unintended consequence of people losing sight of the group dynamic, of the fact that these groups could simply disappear, and that, you know, in a way we understand this if we think through, as one of the bishops there talks about, you think about this on an endangered species model, it becomes very clear that we should be helping groups that could, you know, cease to exist and are ethnically and religiously distinct.
Frightening stats when you look at between November 1st, 2015 and October 31st, 2016, as many as 1,200 Christians were killed around the globe for faith-related reasons, as it's officially classified. And there were a total of 1,329 churches attacked worldwide for, again, faith-related reasons. And most of those happening, again, in, of course, the Middle East countries, especially Syria, Pakistan, Yemen, and Palestinian territories, which is why the cause that the Knights of Columbus has raised and the opportunity for you to help through ChristiansAtRisk.org is highly important for the rescue of those who are being persecuted for simply expressing their faith. Put yourself in those shoes, and what if that would happen in this country to any degree? That would not be a pleasant situation. You would want help as well. And the fact that Knights of Columbus will match dollar for dollar from now through July 1st up to $1 million, with 100% of all the money going to the stated cause. Learn more about this at ChristiansAtRisk.org. Knights of Columbus, KOFC.org. We've been joined by the Vice President, Andrew Walther. Andrew, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.